Watch, Jimmy Kimmel says there is no Antifa in same week proof of Antifa funding revealed by Guy Research. By Warner Todd Houston on October 10, 2025. ABC late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel told his audience that Antifa does not exist in the same week that the funding mechanisms for organized Antifa rioters was revealed by Seamus Bruner, the director of research at the Government Accountability Institute, GAI. The ratings-killing Kimmel addressed the Antifa issue during his monologue on Thursday, insisting that there is no Antifa. "You understand, there is no Antifa? This is an entirely imaginary organization," Kimmel exclaimed, plying the left's recent favorite assertion about the group. "There is not an Antifa. This is no different than if they announced they rounded up a dozen Decepticons, from the movie Transformers. We've captured the Chupacabra, everyone." ABC's at Jimmy Kimmel, "You understand, there is no Antifa? This is an entirely imaginary organization. There is not an Antifa. This is no different than if they announced they rounded up a dozen Decepticons. We've captured the Chupacabra, everyone." pic.twitter.com/l0qtquayox. Tom Elliott, at Tom's Elliott, October 10, 2025. Kimmel did not come up with this false premise on his own and is only parroting what others have been saying. Liberals have lately taken to claiming that there is no Antifa because there is no central organization that hands out charters and ID cards. Antifa has more or less existed as a loose network of local groups forming to claim the title. There's no public-facing central organization. Indeed, it is much like the Black Lives Matter movement. BLM has several adjacent groups all claiming to be the BLM. But there really is no controlling or overarching, top-down control. The local chapters have pretty much always been on their own hook. Yet liberals would never say there is no such thing as BLM. One thing that does exist to prove there is an Antifa is a money trail. Seamus Bruner, the director of research at the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, recently revealed that left-wing funders such as billionaire Neville Royce Ingham are behind left-wing Antifa riots and protests by funding them, Breitbart News reported on Thursday. Bruner explained that Guy followed a trail of money and followed it to the top of what they called the Protest Industrial Complex, or Riot Incorporated. Bruner explained that the so-called Riot Incorporated was made up of many different divisions, and that dozens of radical organizations have received millions of dollars from Riot Incorporated. "We found a network of NGOs, it's not just the Soros Network, the Open Society Network. It's other funding networks, the Arabella Funding Network, the Tides Funding Network, Neville Royce Ingham and his network, Foreign Cash," Bruner explained. "And it's also big left-wing funders, some of them are not citizens of this country." Bruner added that these left-wing funders were pouring money into this entire ecosystem. Bruner detailed three money facts about Riot Incorporated, explaining that there were many divisions such as PR divisions, marketing divisions and even a well-funded legal division. "Number two, we have identified dozens of radical organizations, not just the decentralized Antifa organizations, but dozens of radical organizations that have received more than $100 million from the Riot Incorporated investors," Bruner added. "These would be the lawyer groups, these would be the groups that advocate for calling good, honest Americans fascists. And then, three, I think the most shocking thing is that we have found that more than $100 million in U.S. taxpayer funding has flowed into these funding networks, including at least $4 million to these very groups themselves," Bruner said. My full statement to at POTUS and at White House Roundtable on Antifa. pic.twitter.com/3by5bl6jgnx. Seamus Bruner, at Seamus Bruner, October 8, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.